Hey, welcome to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative professionals and entrepreneurs looking to grow by learning new things, getting inspired, and breaking down the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to episode 92, Rest, Reset, and Refuel. Show notes for this episode are available at gwtw.co/92. Are you passionate and motivated to make the world a better place and wonder how you're going to market your efforts? Chris Martin Studios is a video production company telling stories with heart, edge, and fearlessness for those who dare to build a better world. Head to chrismartinstudios.com to see the latest goods produced for people just like yourself. And while you're there, sign up for my weekly email newsletter, The Curiosity Lab. It's a great way to stay connected with Chris Martin Studios and meet awesome people changing the world. All right, you ready to get into this topic? Let's get started. One of the books that I've been enjoying this summer is Rest by Alex Soojung Kim Pang. It is a scientific exploration of why rest is important, both in the establishing and sustaining of our creative lives. Though all of the chapters have been interesting, one chapter screamed out to me this weekend: recovery. Specifically, the four major factors that contribute to recovery: relaxation, control, or having the power to decide how you spend your time, energy, and attention; mastery experiences, engaging interesting things you do well; and psychological detachment, or the ability to feel disconnected from the job and escape the work-related interruptions. I found that chapter interesting because for myself as a creative professional, a lot of those things are sometimes hard to deal with. Sometimes it's hard to relax. Sometimes I have no control over what's going on. Sometimes I just don't have the time for mastery experiences, doing things that are interesting well. And it can be hard to detach from work. It's hard to detach when my creative work is dependent upon me and dependent upon my efforts on a daily, consistent basis. Before we dive into recovery and refueling your creative spirit, I want to talk about the reset button. When I was a kid, I obsessively played Nintendo and the guitar. When a Nintendo game wasn't going well, there was a reset button on the NES that allowed me to press it and start over. This often erased my progress and reverted me back to the start screen. Any progress made was lost, but I was able to learn from my mistakes. I kind of approached the guitar the same way. In order to play along with my favorite songs, usually Metallica, I would wear two sets of headphones, a pair of earbuds connected to a Discman, and a larger pair of headphones connected to my guitar processor. I would choose my guitar sound, hopefully close to the style of song I was playing, and then I would hit play on the Discman. I would play along until I couldn't play anymore, then I would start over. I would press the reset button. I would start over and do it again and again and again. In my creative life, hitting the reset button is very similar, but it's a lot harder to recognize when I need to do it. It's really easy when it's a game or when it's a song because the levels of measurement are obvious. I'm not sounding like the song. Oh, I just messed that lick up. You know what? I need to start over. I need to master this riff. Or, you know what? I need to press the button a little bit faster next time before I shoot the villain. And the creative life is nothing like that. How do we know that things are going well or not going well? Could I be doing something better? Have I picked up some abilities that have changed the game? Or do I need to trim some old habits? While the reset button is less obvious, it is absolutely more essential to press the further along we get in our creative lives. And it is intellectual, psychological, and emotional. It's hard, and there are powerful emotions attached to the process of saying, I'm going to start over. But here's the fun part, and the realization that I've had this summer is that the more you press that reset button, the quicker you do it, the faster you're going to learn and overcome obstacles before they are deeply ingrained in your daily habits. Before you can recover, as Pang writes about, and refuel like I think about, we must reset. We must go back to our previously saved selves and reconnect with where we were before things got out of control. So as creative professionals, I want to share 8 ways you can refuel your life once you press that reset switch. First, reconnect with the things you love to do and do them well. I've been thinking a lot about this one because for myself, it can be hard to think beyond my business and beyond my creative pursuits. I love filmmaking, I love photography, I love writing, but a lot of those things are deeply ingrained with what I do as a creative professional. So I started to think about other things, and this weekend I went kayaking with my mom, and I love exercising, and I love being outside, and so I was able to reconnect with things that I love to do, and hopefully do them well. I didn't tip the kayak, I was able to get back to dock, which was a win. So reconnecting with things you love to do and doing them well is connected to Pang's mastery experiences, being able to do something challenging, whether it's a game or whether it's a hobby, whether it's guitar even, and finding those things and doing them will help you to refuel. Second, remove the guilt of needing to take a break and detach from your work. It can be difficult to relax as a creative professional, especially knowing that you have bills to pay, projects to finish, and clients to reach out to. Now, when you work for a company, you get to leave at 5 o'clock and go home and leave your work at work. And oftentimes we have absolutely no guilt about doing that. But as creative professionals or even freelancers and people that work for themselves, we can't do that unless we make the concerted effort to do that. The first thing that we need to do is eliminate that guilt. We can't feel guilty about taking a break and detaching from our work. We can't have the fear of missing out. We can't think that we're going to miss on an opportunity or a job if we decide to take a day off. We need to relax. We need to take a break. And that's okay. Don't listen to the very loud voices on social media that says you need to hustle and work hard and do all those things. Yes, you do. But you know what? As hard as you work, you need to take a break and detach and do something else for your family's sake, for your sake, and for your creative pursuit's sake. Third, relax in your own way. Pang writes a lot about control and how control influences how we spend our time. And I think control also influences a lot about our day and how we choose to relax. If we listen to certain thought leaders about how to make it as creative professionals, we might relax like they say we should relax. I say relax however you want to relax. For me, I love to go for walks. I love to watch movies and I love to read books and I like to get active. That's okay for me. How about you? You need to find the ways that you can relax. Fourth, connect with new experiences. The first one I talked about reconnecting with things you love to do, but how do you know what you love to do if you haven't done something in a while? So find some new interests and connect with those new experiences. I've never been kayaking before, but my mom said, hey, let's go. And so I did, and it was a fun new experience. So I've started to make a list of things that I would love to do one day. But the thing is, I can't just make a list. I have to go do those things. So as I move into fall and even winter of next year, I'm thinking about the things that I want to make a concerted effort to do. I want to spend some time going skiing this winter, and I want to make sure that I pursue a desire to scuba dive. And thankfully, there's some indoor training facilities in Vancouver that I'm able to do that. How about you? Find that list that maybe you have and go do those new experiences. Fifth, rediscover and reevaluate your daily routines and work processes. I was sitting with my notepad this morning, just kind of reflecting upon this episode, and I was thinking about my daily routine. And I was thinking about the meetings I have early this morning. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to schedule too much in the morning because I find that my abilities to work are much stronger in the morning. So I want to save my meetings for later in the day. Now, I've had these thoughts before and I haven't acted upon them, and so I often overschedule my days. But as I rediscover and reevaluate that routine, I know what's important, and I know that I'm going to feel more productive when I listen to my sense of routine and what works for me. The same thing with work processes. I think about the ways that I know that I work, and I need to be okay with making changes and rediscovering new ways to work. Sixth, I like this one, get out of town. It can be so comfortable to be in our space every single day, but go on an adventure. Go to the town next to yours. Go across the country. Get away from your daily life, even for a day, even for a moment. I have a lot of friends that love to go to the coast. I love to go up to Seattle. I love to go into Portland. Sometimes just getting out of town is so critical in refueling your creative spirit. Seventh, consume for pleasure. Read books, watch movies, and listen to music. There's a lot of interesting advice sometimes, and for creative professionals, I often find that I get guilted for wanting to read books, watch movies, and listen to music. Oftentimes, I hear the message that I just need to be working consistently, that I can't enjoy those things because they'll pollute my work or even take time away from my work. You know what? I just enjoy reading books, watching movies, and listening to music. And so I'm going to keep doing those things because they fill me with a sense of pleasure. I love doing them. They give me ideas and they relax me. And so I want to make sure that I never stop doing that. And you know what? It's okay for me. And if the people that think that's a waste of time, that's fine for them, because it's not a waste of time for me. It really helps me to discover my own voice and what I absolutely love. Eighth and finally, like Olivia Newton-John sang about, get physical. Now, you can interpret that any way you want to, but for me, getting physical means getting outside and getting active. Going kayaking, going for a walk, doing CrossFit, going skiing. Getting physical is just a way to get away from the computer and embrace physical activity. That does it for this episode of Getting Work to Work. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. It means a lot to me that you're here. Would you be willing to share Getting Work to Work with your friends, other creative professionals, and entrepreneurs? You can send them to gwtw.co or have them search for Getting Work to Work on most podcast platforms. While you're at it, head to gwtw.co where you can listen to all of the past episodes of Getting Work to Work and find the various social media links, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, so you can be social with me. You'll even find a link to my Patreon page where you can support my work here at Getting Work to Work, as well as future documentary projects and online courses. Would you like to be a guest on a future episode of Getting Work to Work, or know someone who should be on the show? Maybe you need some advice or just want to say hi. Drop me a line by sending me an email. I'm chris@chrismartinstudios.com. As we roll into the last several months of 2017, I hope you'll take some time on a consistent basis to rest and connect with who you are as a human being and a creative professional. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.